Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump has called for all radical Muslims to be eliminated. However, there's one problem. All true Muslims are radical. That's the headline. In one moment, Usama Dakdak will join me with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
During the Trump inauguration speech, he made a statement basically that he was going to eradicate the radical Islamist. What's their reaction to this threat from the new president, Donald Trump?
The Muslim world, they have too many different opinions. Some, they say, bring it on. Literally, they're excited. They would love for us to go on war with them for the hope that we will go fight man-to-man on the field, which means they think they're going to perform jihad for Allah by killing all the Americans who will ever try to accomplish that goal. But it's a chaos in the Middle East. You will not get one solid opinion from all the Muslims. Some want it, and some say, no, please don't do it.
I remember you saying on this broadcast to me, and I've heard you, that there's no such thing as a moderate Muslim. They're all radicals. So is the president saying he's going to wipe out the entire Islamic world since they are supposed to be radicals?
If he meant by the word radical Muslims, the Muslims who are practicing the teaching of the Quran, those who are willing to die for Allah to kill the last Jew and the last Christian, the last infidel, then he is right. But we have to understand that there are plenty of Muslims in the world, as there are plenty of Christians in the world, who know nothing about Islam. I call them deceived Muslims. They think Islam to be what it is not. Most of the people, if you talk to them, they have never read the Quran. They never know anything about Muhammad. They're just Muslim because they were born in a Muslim family. And this is what I call the deceived Muslim, who literally believe Islam is love, Islam is peace, Muhammad was a wonderful guy. When these people come to know the true teaching of the Quran and the true teaching of Islam, they immediately leave Islam. They call themselves in the Arabic world, Ilmani, means they believe in science, they don't believe in God. Hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of Muslims are leaving Islam to become an atheist. These are great targets for the Christians to share the gospel with and lead them to Christ.
Usama Dakdak with some very important details on that story. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, the word Muslim or Islam, these two words are not used in the Bible. However, the nations that are listed in Daniel chapter 11, Psalm 83, and Ezekiel 38 that want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth have one common denominator. They are all Muslims. Islam says that all non-believers must convert or be eliminated. The nations in Psalm 83, Daniel 11, and Ezekiel 38 have one plan: to destroy the Jewish state so that their name will be forgotten forever. That's Psalm 83 and verse 4. The alignment of the Muslim nations is ready to try to eradicate the Jews from the earth today, which will fulfill Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...